In the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Christ is in our midst. Brethren in Christ, as we celebrate this morning the Feast of Mary of Egypt, we may ask ourselves, why do we celebrate before the Passions of Christ the Feast of Mary of Egypt? Was she not the one who, by reason of profane desires, sold her body and became a harlot in the streets of Alexandria? Was she more important than the great theologian and hesychast Gregory Palamas or John Climacus, who wrote the best ascetical handbook that gives us the roadmap to reach the highest level of spirituality? Obviously, the reason for choosing Mary of Egypt over the great theologians and saints of the church is that this woman chose, after going through a wicked and immoral lifestyle, to lead an austere, ascetic life, casting away the weakness of her flesh and bravely contended against her former desires. With the sword of complete abstinence, she cut down the passions of the soul, choked the sinful thoughts and the desires of the flesh. In fact, she led an ascetic life in a manner above nature. How was she able to achieve this radical transformation from a harlot to a saint, from a promiscuous prostitute to an angelic state? The answer lies in her continuous weeping and shedding of tears over her dreadful sins. With the streams of her tears, she watered the whole wilderness where she lived, bringing forth for us the fruits of repentance, and she became the bride of Christ. Today, she teaches us that the shedding of tears over our sins are essential to our spiritual life. These contrite tears are totally forgotten and neglected in our spiritual journey towards the celebration of the passions and resurrections of Christ. For this reason, we do not totally succeed in living in Christ. The American religious voice lacks this deep transformation. I have never heard many non-Orthodox preachers emphasize or even mention the role of shedding of tears as a process of repentance. But today we learn from Mary of Egypt that we are in need of purification. We are in need of a thorn, a goad that spurs our souls to be delivered from earthly desires. Only through tears, the pain of the heart over sins is expressed. David said, "The sacrifice acceptable to God is a broken spirit, for God does not despise a broken and contrite heart." The acceptable sadness is the compunction of our conscience, and the tears of repentance are a gift from God because they soften the cruel and unrepentant heart. After he repented, David said, "Every night I flood my bed with tears. I drench my couch with weeping. My eyes waste away because of grief." It was said that Abba Arsenius, that he had an apron. He had an apron around his neck and chest to wipe his tears which fell from his eyes all his life while he sat as his manual work. When Abba Peman learned that he was dead, he said, weeping, "Truly you are blessed, Abba Arsenius, for you wept for yourself in this world. He who does not weep for himself here below will weep eternally hereafter." So it is impossible not to weep, either voluntarily or when compelled through suffering. Through sincere tears, our hearts of stone are going to be transformed into tender hearts, and the abomination of past sins prevent us from seeing the holy things, but then our conscience and the awareness of our actions turn us to a better way of life. Only through the austerity of our restrained life we are able to tame the savagery of our passions and control the rebelliousness of our flesh. The kingdom of God is not fleshly desire and passion, but righteousness and asceticism with holiness. Wherefore, the unremorseful do not enter the kingdom of God, but those who place their sins before their eyes and weep over them. The righteous person looks internally at his own personal sins all the day long, and the Lord will grant him the gift of tears. These tears bring at the end a joy, a very pleasing comfort, and a renewal that strengthens those who shed them. Christ said, "My yoke is easy and my burden is light." But if the yoke of Christ is so agreeable and light, how is it that divine religion seems so harsh that it asks us to shed tears? The shedding of tears is sore to some because the heart has been tainted by earthly desires and cannot love heavenly things. These tears are different from our human tears or the emotional tears. The human tears that are shed over every earthly loss or passing away of a person destroy our hope, depress us, and lead us into despair. But the tears that are shed over our sins help us, purify us, and lead us into sanctity, because they are not emotional tears, but they are a grace from God. Therefore, let every one of us who wants to imitate Mary of Egypt put down the yoke of self-love and dead works, and shed his tears over his sins to carry the yoke of Christ. For unless one throws behind the yoke of his former lifestyle, one cannot keep up the agreeable and light yoke of Christ. Hence, we observe, my dearest friends, from the lifestyle of Mary of Egypt, that unless a person is transformed by deep conversion, cannot bear the yoke of Christ and become gentle and humble of heart. "Place my yoke upon you," Jesus said, "and learn from me that I am gentle and humble of heart." Oh, what a very pleasing weight that strengthens even more those who carry it. We are taught today by the deeds of Mary how to accept the baptism of tears with which Mary of Egypt was baptized, and to disregard the flesh, for it passes away, and how we take care of the soul, for it is going to rise with the living Christ in the upcoming glorious feast of the resurrection. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.